with a minute gone past 12, I welcome you to the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station. Yesterday, we talked about birth control, and Benga and I, we couldn't give our take, so I promised that we'll be doing that today. So, yes, we'll be doing that tonight. Oh, yeah, it's night already. Just in case you weren't able to call in yesterday, we have this topic again for the first 30 minutes. And we're talking about people, you know, having that discussion on how many kids they should have when they get married. It's very important, trust me. Because over the weekend, we received this message. I told my wife to do family planning after our second child. She refused, claiming she wasn't a kid and knew how to prevent herself. She got pregnant and we had our third child, my daughter, and I do love her so much. Moving on, she apologized and I asked her to do the family planning. She made me believe she had done that. Now she's pregnant and saying she will not terminate it. My head won't bust. Been thinking of how to survive this economy. I have four kids while earning a salary less than 100,000 naira. She has a niece living with us and my own nephew is also living with us. Please, what do I do? So on the show, we were asking, what would you advise this man to do? And who's at fault here? The man, who is obviously a gentleman, not coercing her into doing anything, just, you know, talking to her politely, let's do this. Or the lady who is just being adamant, like, hey, I want to have four or five kids and that's it. So who's at fault? And you listening, how many children do you have and how many did you actually plan on having? Join the show, studio line 0700-993-993-993. Latest out, the number 014-657-190. I'm proud to the previous show. We talked about some men who are comfortable dishing out polygamy, but they can't take polyandry. And you know what I call them? I call them Ole. Welcome to the show. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. And I'm not alone. I have... I wanted to say official. What? I have my unofficial radio boyfriend with me.
I am your official. You're unofficial. Not. Officially unofficial.
You are not.
Unofficially official.
Oh, nice. Anyway, welcome back. So, I promised yesterday that we're talking about yesterday's topic, and today we're here, so we're talking about birth control. And over the weekend, we got this. I told my wife to do family planning after her second child. She refused, claiming she wasn't a kid and knew how to prevent herself from getting pregnant. She got pregnant and we had our third child, my daughter, and I do love her so much. Moving on, she apologized and I asked her to do the family planning thing. She made me believe she had done that. Now she's pregnant and saying she will not terminate it. My head won't bust. Been thinking of how to survive this economy with four kids while earning a salary less than 100,000 naira. She has a niece living with us and my own nephew is also living with us. Please, what do I do? And we're asking tonight, what would you advise this gentleman here to do? And in all honesty, who is at fault here, the man or the woman? The man in the sense that he's not making his word stand, or the lady who is adamant about the number of kids that she wants? And how many children do you have, you listening? And how many did you actually plan on having? And if you're single, you're yet to be married, how many kids are you looking at having? Remember, the economy is still the way it is. You know the value of Naira. Things are quite expensive. So yeah, you might be a lover of children and all, but there are certain things I think you should put into consideration. Except you want your kids to go to Akboiwa Primary School. That's Cassava STEM Primary
School. There's also, we have this called in Yoruba, Akboiwa.
Are you serious?
Bag of beans.
Do you understand? So, if you want good schools for your children, I think you really have to think this through. Let's have this conversation. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. And latest, dial the number 014-657-1907.
Ada, I remember I had a conversation with someone. I said, okay, well, if I'm to have kids, I just want one.
Okay.
Just one child. And she said, oh, what will your mother say? And I felt really irritated by that talk. They're like, what is my mother's decision when it comes to buying baby food and all of those things and the economy?
She's a grandma. You know, she has
but
to say.
The point here is this. If as the fact that you guys already have a conversation and agree, can two work together, let's say agree. If they've both actually had that agreement that, hey, babe, when we get married, we should just have two. But you remember there was a time we had this similar conversation when I said there are times some women, they might feel pain, discomfort when they're pregnant, but they cherish those moments. And even after 2-3 years, after they're done having babies, they'll still feel like, I wish I could have one more.
Why do they feel that way?
Like, I wish I could have one more. You know, Ada is trying to distract me with something.
Me.
Get you behind me, Ada. You know, like, some will just feel... I remember a story, like, she stood in front of the mirror and said, how I wish I could. Can we just do one more?
One more what?
You know, can we just do one more? So most of the time, as a man, it will be very, very unfair on the man when you just say, oh, because I just want another child, let me miss my contraceptive or my, you know, let me just have one more. Because if as a man you don't have that agreement, and if the woman is not even understanding enough to know that it's not just about you here, it's about the family. And I feel that the man would definitely feel betrayed, like the betrayer will not be here. But anyway, let's hear from Lagos.
Okay. 0700-993-993-993.
Sorry, my apologies.
Okay, talk to us.
Good morning. What's your name?
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
My name is Wires.
Wires.
Wires. I thought he said Wires.
No, Y-S.
Y-S, yeah.
Yes, sir. Good to you, Mr. Arashegun.
Yes, good evening. Oh, good morning. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you, girlfriend? I hear you too.
I hear you too.
Happy New Month. Eid Mubarak, sir.
Oh, Eid Mubarak. We didn't see chicken. We did not.
Benga.
We didn't see chicken.
Okay. My contribution, although me, I'm newly married though, and the agreement is just two.
Okay.
It's just
and in
two.
Fact, the one is going to be, look like we are changing our decision ourselves, because it's going to be just one.
Oh, you agree to, and you're thinking, let's just keep it at one.
Yes, we agree to, and now both of us are saying, let's just keep it at one. And this is the second one will come, not in this country.
Benga, why did you laugh?
Even my other brother that got married 4 years ago, I was only one to know. Because my one other sister that got married like 6-7 years ago, I was just one.
No, but really, how would you feel if your woman now says, I know we agree. How would you feel if your woman now says, yes, babe, before we got married, I know we agree that we'll just keep it at two, but let's just have it four.
Yeah, I understand. But the very first day you said that story, I listened to you, I was online, it was a night show like this too. You said your brother's wife. But the thing is, even if she comes up with that idea, I don't want to believe she will come up with that idea, because the first time you said it, both of us were listening to it. I was like, no. We were just at home, it was on speaker, we were listening to it. That's what I was like, Kai. She's in the wahala now. She's in the pregnancy stage now. She's like with the wahala and everything. So I don't think. But adventure, even if it's going to happen, not in this country.
Not in this country. Hmm. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Hello? Please, no. So sorry. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Samuel from Lekki.
Samuel from Lekki. All right, talk to us.
Yeah. So, please, Benga, please don't be annoyed for what happened.
What's under the bridge?
Most of the crowd didn't understand the message, as in, I didn't really get your lines, your statement. I don't know how to put your sentences. I don't know.
It's water under the bridge. It's just water under the bridge.
So, on this issue, the man is considering the fact that the economic, that in the hardship in our in the economic situation in the society now, is why it's like, you know, asking the wife to do the family planning. He's looking at it based on how hard things are, and for the fact that he and the wife also had extended families with them. So because of that, it's kind of, it's bothered based on the economic hardship. But having children is not a bad thing.
Okay.
For me,
it's not. But it takes planning. It's not a bad thing, but it takes planning.
The planning, because of how hard things are, the hardship, that's just it. If not,
okay.
I mean, I know how many children my grandmother had and even my own mother had. Because of how hard things are, that's why we are considering 2, 3. Some people want to even give back to one, just because of how hard things are. If not, look at the northern part of Nigeria is more than us in population, more than the southern part in population, because of they are giving back to children. For me, I would like to even have like 8, because of when I consider how hard things are, I would not want to go that way. Though I've not married yet, I'm not.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
So it's just because of the economic situation. That is just it.
All right then.
3.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hello? Sorry about that. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, good evening. Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Shagun.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. My name is Solomon Isaac.
All right, Solomon, talk to us.
Okay, so on this issue, I think it's not a button. Having baby,
okay.
But then, but anybody who wants to bring up any baby should know at least is capable of taking the responsibility.
Okay.
Like now, for instance, the economy is very, very bad. There's this baby food called SMA Gold.
Nah. You had to go there, right?
I have a baby. I have a daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, called Victoria, but unfortunately, she was born last year, Joe. But after her birth, the mom died.
Oh no!
Sorry about
I'm
that.
Sorry, dear.
So sorry.
Yeah, it's not really easy, but what you're gonna do? You just have to take it the way it comes. So that is just it. If you know you doesn't have a good job, or you doesn't have a stable income, don't even try bringing up any charge. Like the school, that school you just called now, you see, it will be very bad in this modern days now for your child to be going to that kind of school.
I know, right?
Yeah. So anyone who wants to bring up a baby, he should have a very good income and financial security.
Financial
take care
security.
Of it, to take care of that baby properly. Give the baby everything he needs.
Absolutely.
That's my own advice on this.
All right.
All right, thank you so much for calling.
Appreciate you.
Well said. Hello? 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 There's nobody home. Hello?
Hello, Mommy.
Yes, Mr. Frank. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, my love. Welcome.
My beautiful angel.
I know. Welcome.
Athens.
Everything is fine.
Yeah.
You don't want to say hi to Benga.
You say?
You don't want to say hi to your guy, Benga.
Benga is just a kid. That is why
No, you can't say that. I expected this call to be, you know, some sort of reconciliation, I would say that.
And is it all of us here with that place? You know how the thing is to do is to go now.
Let's make that happen.
We are not quarreling. I don't know why it has to greet him. And that time that we are quarreling, am I not the one that called back? He's supposed to know me right from time now. doesn't make sense in my mind. You see my guy. One guy with a shagun.
Can you guys just sit? What's wrong?
I'm sorry, my friend. You're my good guy. That is, he doesn't know the meaning of that life and dangerous. So.
He doesn't.
You have to be life and dangerous.
True. Absolutely.
Then at the end of the day, we'll go to chat session. We'll chat together.
Right.
We did together now. We did together.
That is it.
We did
energy.
Together.
Okay, welcome.
All right, so talk to us.
This guy now, that, how many children did he have before?
Two.
And I told the wife, got, I said, okay.
Yes, and she got
this
pregnant.
These two, like, boy and a girl, or 2 years, or 2 boys.
Does it matter?
It matters.
No.
I have 3 girls at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Then I told my wife, I'm okay. She said, like,
okay.
As an evil man. One day, now my people will say, she doesn't have a nice child. That I should go and look for another wife. That she's not okay. We were on it before the ugly incident come. And many a times, if you hear these stories, you know that, yes, they will do the agreement to have 2 or 3 children. But at the end of the day, women will break that rule.
Not all of them will.
He's done.
Not all. I am here.
Adam, you are not. You, what I'm saying is the married man and woman that are having children.
Eh?
So make the agreement first. At the end of the day, it's woman that will break that rule. I say, it's just one more. This matter now has been coming in radio for a long time. But the man will be calculating of the situation on ground. If you look at before, in my family, we are 8. So many people are 12, 11, 10 in their family. Yes, we are good that time now, not now. The only thing is, you do, it's not something that will cause problems. Since they have 2 before, yeah. This is now 3. And yes, so the food that can.
Oh dear, Mr. Frank, please call back if you can. Remember, we do have a man that we were to advise and let him know what to do at this point. What if after this fourth child, Madam gets pregnant again for the 5th child?
Exactly.
And then no promotion, no salary increase and all of that. Nah. Anyway, more calls, hello. Please help my ears. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello. Good morning. Hello?
Morning, Ada.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, dear. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm fine. What a benga.
Yeah, good morning.
Benga, be careful of this topic you bring now. Wala topic with that, too.
So hello, Benga. So talk to us. Talk to us.
Thank you, Benga. How this is Mohammed from Kirikiri.
Mohammed from Kirikiri. Okay.
Yes. So, Benga from Ogun State. Yeah. Ada from Calabar.
Yes.
Both of you are product of many families. Hello.
Of what?
Yeah, we're listening to you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. We are product of what?
You said we are products of many families, okay? I didn't understand where you're going.
Hello.
Hello. Good day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yes. So just want to contribute to the program.
All right, talk to
go
us.
Ahead.
Very interesting. Ada, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
My name is Ikenna.
You're welcome.
Yes. So, talking about the topic of discussion.
Yeah.
I'm not married myself.
Okay.
But I'm one man that believes so much that because of what I do, I'm a businessman and a very astute businessman for that matter. Because of what I do, I always say to myself, how I wish I could find a woman out there who is going to get married to me tomorrow. And would agree we don't want to have kids at all. The reason is this.
Okay.
It's not because I don't love children. It's just simply because I know I'm too busy an individual to have children that I cannot look in the face. All I do basically is to provide finance for them.
Mm.
I don't just want to be a financial dad. You know, I want to be a father who is involved both emotionally, psychologically, you know, physically, and even spiritually in the growth of my children. I think the point people are missing here is that people make it sound as if the major challenge for parenting today is finance. It's not. Finance is the least of the challenge, actually. The greater challenge people have today is that even the 24 hours we have every day seem not to be enough anymore. The hours spent in traffic on the streets of Lagos, you know, makes it even difficult for one to say, oh, you have children and you want to give them that attention they actually require. So when I listen to the topic of discussion today, I believe that, like I always say, I will only have kids just because it would be very difficult, it would be almost impossible for me out there to find a woman who is going to say she doesn't want kids at all. I said I'm going to have two. And you see that my two, I'm being very, very strict on it. If my wife should tomorrow go against that too, then it's a ground for divorce. We'll go our separate ways.
Are you serious?
Simple. Pardon?
Divorce?
Divorce?
Yes. Go our separate ways, yes.
Oh, no.
It's that simple. Because we take, you know, we try to bring in so much emotions and sentiments into these things. You have to be very, very strict as to what you want from life. Life is not a gamble. You pick what you want, and what you want, you get. It's very simple. Okay, so that's what for me.
So
for this young man,
what is this man to do? Yeah.
But for me, for this young man, I will only advise him to. I mean, since the wife is pregnant, I mean, she can just go ahead and have the baby, and you know. I don't know, but in the first instance, it's just, for me, it's a tough one, really. It's a tough one because I don't envisage and I don't wish I find myself in this kind of dilemma because she just has to go back to her family and we end the relationship. It's very simple. That's what I would do. That's me for you, you know. We need to set the record straight. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Are my positions too hard?
Yeah, I just feel...
It's your opinion, basically,
yeah,
and it's your opinion. Let's just give it as it's your opinion.
I mean, we don't need to have...
I feel it's going to be hard, you saying that, okay, yes, she says she gets pregnant again after going, you know, you decided, okay, we just want two, and she now gets pregnant again. And you're saying, let's divorce. I think divorce is...
It's extreme.
Do you know why? For me, do you know why? Because I don't want to be... We're all inundated with news every day as to what is happening with parenting. You get a nanny or you take a child to a crèche, and the first day the child gets to the crèche, you come back to pick your child and only to realize that your child's dead body is there waiting for you, you know. Or you send your child to school and you just, you know, children, different things seem to be happening these days. And when we hear this, all of us, we all cringe, you know, we all have this feeling of, oh, is this happening in this day and time? I mean, if things are that bad, then we should also take extreme measures as well. That's my take on it.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Errors happen, you know. If as a lady you take contraceptives, you take all this kind of,
for how long are you going to take
the
that
safe
for?
Ways,
let
me be
a
safe period, and all of these things, and the woman is also trying to balance her economy and all of it. There's so many things, and there's an error. Now, you're not going to punish her for that error to say that, did it on purpose.
Let's end the marriage.
Let's end. It's a very, that's really okay. Extreme, though. Really
extreme. Calls. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah,
yes,
good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Johnny. I'm calling from Badoy.
Welcome.
Okay. I actually love you guys' program. Yes, you guys are actually doing great. My greetings to you, Ada and Benga.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, basically, like, I heard the previous caller say, and this is my first time calling. I'm a first-time caller.
Okay. Yeah, welcome to the show.
So, based on what the previous caller said, like he said, he's not married, so he actually had to give his reasons and all that, which I bought some idea, but the idea of divorcing, I don't really buy that. So, and these are reasons. In everything you do, put God first. So, I feel the step the man is right now, and the wife in question, I feel there are ways they can go about this, counseling and all that.
Okay.
Because this experience is the best teacher.
Sure.
So I feel they should actually go for counseling, because the truth of the matter is that the deed has been done. So the man can't kill himself or the woman. There's always a way out. That's what I believe. There's always a way out. If they put God first, there's always a way out. It's not the end of the world. There are problems bigger than this.
Okay.
So I feel there's always a way out.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Hello. Good morning. Hello?
That blessing, good evening.
Good morning, my love. How are you?
Okay, fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Benga.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah. That blessing, we are still on the yesterday topic.
Yes, please.
That guy, Emeka guy, is not harsh. You know, this kind of thing shared many family apart. So even some family, if woman should go against of what they agreed before, she will be the one to take care of that child. That child is her own, a lot. And at the same time, yesterday, Ada, you know, I said something about protection for a guy. Not that will damage a man's sperm. That sperm of that day that they have sex, that is the sperm. That template, you will destroy the power, not the sperm in that man's body. Because I heard one guy say, that is very risky, that is not good. How about maybe a situation that fire incident or motor incident, wipe away the family, the man will not have a chance for the rest of his life, no. There is something just like as women take protection, maybe you will not be pregnant, you'll get.
Okay.
Maybe some people take protection as 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. There is one that men are using it. They are using their own. That sperm of that child will not produce a child. That is the one I was talking about yesterday.
Okay.
Yes. So let me listen again, because I don't have anything to contribute again. Mm-hmm. Because it's yesterday topic, I've already contributed yesterday.
Thank you, Blessing. Thanks for calling. We do have a call here on Skype. Let's see if we can take it. Hello? Hello, are you
there? Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Calgary.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah. I actually feel the guy who said he was going to divorce his wife is a bit harsh.
A little bit harsh? Why? Hello, Ayo. Are you there? Hello?
But also...
Okay, Ayo, I think you have to call us back, all right? Our apologies. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello, good morning. Please, you
hello,
have to speak.
Hello, good evening. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, you have Sir Shebo on the line.
Welcome, Sir Shebo.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
I've been laughing over here. You guys are becoming more dangerous this night, too. You are Mr. Frank.
They are bodies.
It reminds me of the days of Daddy Freeze.
I know.
That's how they dig it.
Yeah.
Okay, you see, the first scenario you painted about a man. Hello?
Yeah, we are here.
That want to abort a child. Am I right?
The man wants to abort?
That the wife is pregnant and the man wants to abort it.
Yeah, but she said no.
She said no. I think the woman is right.
She's right? Why?
Yes, the woman is right.
How?
Once there is life already and you are in a marriage, why abort it?
So
it
when you don't have plan for the child, just because you're married?
It makes no sense. I'm just imagining it, using my own hand to kill my own child. That's what it means.
Okay.
Use your own hand to kill your own child. It's no good. Even if they are nine in the house and that pregnancy happened to be the 10th one, please don't do it. Don't do it. And the best thing, as we have said earlier, is to have an agreement. Is to have an agreement. And if the lady fails, and you are sure that it wasn't a mistake, that she did it deliberately because she wanted more, I think she should play a part in raising that child, possibly bringing more money to support. Although not necessarily that child, but she must make more reasonable contribution to the rearing of the children, monetarily, so that she should feel the pain of what you are talking about. Hello?
Okay.
Yes, we're here.
That's how I look at it. It is because majority of our women don't play that part. It is majorly men that pay house rent, pay NEPA bill, pay school fees, pay hospital bills, replace properties when children damage them. Because I run a family, I know what it means.
Okay.
Yeah, it's because men carry that load. So when you talk, they don't really understand. Unless that man is no more. Like I have one, the husband died about 2 years ago, and I know how she's feeling. Every time she keep talking about the husband. She keep talking about the husband. And the way she carry herself, it tells me that she's really intense. Whenever I see her, it touches my mind. I used to see myself, say, this is what my wife will feel when I'm not around. So I'm always moved to assist in any way. So when women feel the heat of what we are talking about these days, they will understand. But when they're under the roof, under your roof, under your protection, when you care for everything, although they do contribute, you cannot compare it to the weight when that heavy weight is on you.
I know, right?
So they don't know it.
So right now, what are you advising this man to do?
I'm advising the man to leave the pregnancy. They should welcome it.
And have four children. Remember, they have
people
living with them. His nephew and her niece.
They should have the third one. You see, the fifth one.
Don't you think it's easier said than done?
It's not so. I think the guilt, the pangs that they will have on their conscience is even heavier than accepting the child. Because they are going to live with that for years, knowing that they are the people responsible for the death of their unborn child before man and God.
Okay.
And whenever issue like that crops up, that pangs of conscience, pounding the conscience, comes up again. So I think it's weightier to live with such a thing, such a consequence, than to allow the child be.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Okay, and then again, we're asking, can you let your wife commit an abortion when you both are not ready for a child?
It's a very, very difficult situation to be in. All right.
Yeah.
Are you going to blame her? Okay, she made an error. Are you going to blame her? Like, oh, you did it.
Quite a tough one. I know. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, that's good morning once more.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, I pity for that man, but you see, they should not abort that child. God is going to do something for them.
There we go
it's
again.
In their heart.
What's God going to do? Come feed them.
Is that?
Come feed them.
Is that what?
What's God going to do now?
You provide, you will see. You will still call you again. God will provide for them. He just tells some few people that what he's going through. God will provide for them. I'm very sure of that. He will provide. It's not about that child at all. Don't know what that child will bring for them.
Okay.
Not try it at all. Don't try it at all.
All right, then.
And the wife should brace up. She should look for something that she will do to support the man.
Definitely.
Because she doesn't know what she's doing to the man.
Mm.
Yeah? The man can have BP now. Maybe she will be sleeping and the man will just open his eyes and be thinking of how he's going to spend that 100,000 on the family. How it will go around.
True that.
God brace up and do something. No matter how little it is, let her do something to
support
the man. I don't like when men go through things like this because they will not talk. Just be quiet here. You won't know what they are going through. Not of their own is very somehow. Their own BP not they had before it comes to this. I just pity him. He just is praying to God. Praying to go around for him.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
99.3 Nigeria Info, Soul Therapy segments on the chat station. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, sorry.
Yeah, good morning.
My name is Iman. I'm calling from Yaba.
Okay, welcome.
But, thank you. But today is good. This one that I finally picked my call after many years of calling.
Come on.
Now that you're in, all right, make use of it.
Sorry. We are talking about aborting baby. Is it because I heard you say something. You said, what if he doesn't have plan for the baby?
Okay. What if they're both not ready?
So because he doesn't have a plan for the baby, that's why he abort the baby. If he doesn't have plan for the baby, God has plan for the baby. So I believe before it happened that way, after every he make sure that he remain at three children. Finally get Elena. She not be like that. Maybe God, there is reason why it happens that way. Maybe he said that baby maybe they want to open their way to open their way more.
Okay.
You understand?
But and what if that child is not the opening door? What if the child then comes and shuts their doors instead?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
What if the child now comes and shut their doors instead of opening doors for them?
Come again, sorry.
You said the child might come and be some sort of, you know, an open door, right?
Yes.
What if the child comes and instead of being an opening door, the child now comes and shut their doors? What happened?
Well, yeah, I don't. See, the truth of the matter is that.
No. Let's talk about this one. The people that are armed robbers, the bandits, the kidnappers, are they not people's children?
It's true, they are people's children. But you're supposed to know that we are different. Everybody is different.
So those ones that came, they knew they were going to end up that way. I'm not trying to say this child is going to be a bad child, but in life has taught me to look at things both ways. Positively and negatively. That's why I am always on the fence. So I don't get shocked. I don't get surprised.
You know that we have many children that is coming from poor family, which they hardly eat, save, not talk of doing all that thing. And still on sea, they still become somebody in this life and they still survive. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, and they still survive. So why wouldn't they survive with the baby? For me, all I have to say is that they should leave. Okay, let them, like, it has happened. They will just take it in their responsibility, no matter what. So, that's all I have to say for now.
Oh,
at least, now don't try pick my car. At least sleep well today. Since after 2 years of calling.
This is bad, though. We don't try pick. We don't pick calls now.
You know, you pick my call. I don't call you for more than 3 years. It's not a joke. See, at times I will call you like 20 minutes call for where. So they pass my call, they pick another people call. They pass my call, they pick another people. I say, maybe my own. Make my own line in the show for the screen.
No,
there.
No vex. We don't talk to you. We go still the
I know. Call. If you don't pick up, you don't need a vex. I go even sleep with yourself.
It's all right, dear. Thanks for calling.
No, thank you very much.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Sorry. Hello. Good morning again.
Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, why is calling back?
Welcome back.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can.
Yes, according to, I mean, based on the subject of the matter, I think if I find myself, I don't wish to find myself in that scenario, though. But okay. If by adventure, it happens, wow, this is abort, I won't think it twice. People are saying we should not abort. Some of us are more pretenders than being real to ourselves. You don't have time for something and it happens. And you now say the child will bring what the child will eat when it comes to life. Now lie, you don't even have to suffer, eh? But my own, we don't, as much as we are optimistic for something good, we should not be too spiritual to neglect that. That same good thing, my comrades, negative thing. Okay. So my advice to the man, sincere advice to the man is, you should just lock up and, I don't know. Yeah, if he has a boy and a girl, I don't even know the speciality with boy and girl. But if he has boy and girl, he should just let it go. And I don't know how many months or how many weeks. If it is still within the range of which it can be removed, fine. This thing is still like a cloth. There's no life in it yet. I think they say if it's up to the second experiment, the second 4 months or thereabout, I don't see no fire having life. So why should you start bugging or disturbing or doing even as a necessary thing? If you have a boy, you have a girl. That will make the woman. In fact, that will be like a constraint. You won't want to get pregnant again the next time. My own submission, anyway.
Oh.
If it happens, abortion is the next thing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Yeah, good night. Hello. So sorry. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, ma.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
This is Abiodun from Ijoko.
Abiodun, you're welcome.
I would like to bond one boy and one girl.
Two kids?
When you have already born that one, we seal up. We make family planning.
Two children?
Indeed.
Are you married?
I'm married.
You are? How many kids do you have now?
I've already two passed that one.
You've done what?
I've took more than that two that I say I'd like you.
So how many do you have now?
It's five.
You have five instead
yes,
of two?
Three girls and two boys.
Please, what happened?
That time now, there is still plenty money.
Okay.
There is still plenty money that time. But now, there is no plenty something now.
Hmm. So whose idea was it to increase the number to five?
You know that whenever a woman don't they open the thing down like this, you go like and make you shook up. I say you go shook up till it go plenty.
Okay. So as she open, you know if he talk no.
You can't resist that thing now.
He said you can't resist.
You don't tell the body like this. I feel
good.
Hello.
Okay, five. All right, thanks for calling. Oh, five. Hello?
Why is my call always dropping? Now you don't pick on time, my damn man.
All right, you are here now. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. Eden Prince from Unileg.
Okay. Welcome,
Eden. Happy New Month.
Thanks, and same to you.
Yeah, is Binga there?
Yeah, he's still here.
Okay, good morning. Good morning. I wanted to start my talk by saying boyfriend and girlfriend, good morning.
Where did they?
No, no, you're a ghetto girlfriend. So he must be a ghetto boyfriend.
No, she's my own boyfriend and girlfriend.
He can't be you.
Official.
Okay. So,
right, so talk to us.
Yeah, my take on the topic on ground. I overheard some people kind of speaking on that one that I came said about ending the relationship, ending the marriage and divorcing, things like that. I mean, let me first of all go to what I would advise the guy to do. The deed has been done. It's already at the level of pregnancy. So okay. I would advise him to abort. Somebody said that there was no plan for it, but I would disagree with that. The man may not plan for it, but for the wife to decide to still want to hold a pregnancy, she has something in mind.
Mm.
Because with the story you have said, with the way you explained it, there is an agreement for two. So she now made it to become plus one, after which they discussed, she said, hey, whatever. She now made another one to come up again. So to me, she has her own plan. The guy may not plan it, but the lady has her own plan. So for me, what I planned for my own, I'm not married yet, but what I plan is to have two. And I have my physical reasons. My mother has six.
Oh, wow.
My mother has six, I'm the third born. My mom's younger sisters have two.
Okay.
And there is a clear difference. The one that has two, the first one has two males, second one two females. And one of each of my aunt like that, one schooled in Nigeria, second abroad. One in Nigeria, second abroad. Somebody was saying, there's no money then now, but now, whatever. Those two have enough money, and we are still able to maintain those two.
Mm.
They have enough money to handle, to even give birth to 10, but they're able to maintain that two. As far as I'm concerned, I would say, give birth to the kind of number of children you know you can really and truly handle, that there'll be no stress. My mom and dad decided to give birth to half a dozen. Now, we are all school in Nigeria.
You said half a dozen.
We're all school in Nigeria. Yeah, so to me now, I have been telling ladies around me, I prefer that whatsoever you want to say before marriage, whatever we plan before marriage, let's agree now. If anything comes aside our agreement, I don't buy the idea of any woman after marriage, you now wake me up in the night and start telling me what you have refused to tell me before marriage. Because most women are doing that. After about 6 months, they now wake you up in the middle of the night, after two. Honey, I want to discuss something with you. Whatever we do not discuss before marriage, you won't tell me your marriage.
What?
You won't come and change any plan.
Come on now, things change, plans change.
So I will be going in line with that man that people are saying, he's too dogged, he's too harsh. Me, I believe in agreement. This man now, the deed has been done.
Yeah.
He should just let this one fly. But anyone that not happen again, the woman should not come and start saying, come and start begging. After this one now, the man should pull her hair. If this happened again, you are going to be on your own and I will be on my own. Because you can't come and put the whole thing on me. If anything happens now, people will keep saying it is when they will not start likening a man to fidelity or to infidelity. They will say he can't provide for his home. So there is a need for both of them to plan accurately. So you should let this one fly, keep the pregnancy, let the child come smoothly, and he should just do what he can do to take care of the entire family. But he should warn the wife after this one, nothing of such will happen. If the woman wants to play another plank again, he should just let it be. That's my take.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ben Praise.
Yeah.
All right, dear. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Ibuka.
Ibuka, welcome.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Two questions I'd like to ask.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What was the agreement between the man and the and his wife?
Two kids.
Can you hear me?
Two kids.
Okay. How sure is he that the wife is truly the owner of the child?
How sure is he that the wife is the owner of the child? I don't understand.
Like, is the man sure he's the owner of the child?
Or
like,
the man?
Is he sure he's the owner of the baby?
Yes.
Because they both had an agreement.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Because if they both had an agreement, then he's not the owner of the child.
How? No, you can't say that. So what are you saying? She's been sleeping around? They've been having sex.
Right.
It's not like this guy did what they call vasectomy to say, oh, okay, I did vasectomy and my wife is currently pregnant. They've been having sex. So what are you saying?
He said he told his wife to do what is it called, the family
and
plan, right?
And she did not.
But she refused.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she went outside to get a baby.
Like they've not been having sex?
Yeah.
They haven't? Really?
Yeah.
How are you sure that they haven't been having sex? Because the man did not say
that's
so.
That's what we can't tell. That's what we can't say.
But they have been. I am telling you that they've been having sex.
Yeah, this question is kind of dicey because it's not because...
How is it dicey?
No. Honestly, very, very kind of confusing, honestly. Because they both had an agreement.
See, this man is listening. We have a problem. Let's sort this out. Before you go put in his head that the wife has been sleeping around, it's a lot already. They've been having sex, that's it.
No.
And it's not even like he's suspecting her sleeping around or suspecting that the kid or the pregnancy is not his. That's not the bone of contention.
That's what I'm trying to figure out because this is an agreement. No more babies. No, just two. All I want is two babies. So why there? I don't understand.
Because maybe they went down when she was unsafe. These people are married. They sleep together. They spend nights together. Boyfriend and girlfriend that even visit once in a while. This lady still conceive. Talk less of married couple. What are you saying?
That's what I just called to know because it's very kind of confusing because the agreement was to have two kids.
Let's not put something else into his head, okay? That the boat had a verbal agreement does not mean that pregnancy cannot slip in. It's sex. You can't be too careful. Anyway, thank you very much for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Please turn off your radio.
Okay, I'm done that.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I'm back again on the radio. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes. I know people would have felt that my position was somewhat harsh.
Okay.
But really, my dear, what I sit down and think about parenting, man. I use myself as an example.
Okay.
My mom was a full-time housewife, five in all. In fact, we would have been six. I lost a brother.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so we're five at the moment. Okay.
Mm.
My dad was a man who would wake up at 7 o'clock, go to his place of business at 10 o'clock. Before he goes to his place of business, he takes all of us to school. Okay. And later in the afternoon, say at about 2:30, thereabouts, he'll come pick us again from school and bring us home. When he comes home, he's going to eat, take siesta, then go back to his place of business at about 5.
Oh,
and
wow.
Close for the day at about 7, come back home.
Mm.
So that was what parenting was like in the 80s, you know, up to the 90s.
Mm.
But now, you know, what the man brings home is not even enough anymore to take care of the family. Okay, so you now have women also going out there to, you know, to augment whatever the man is bringing home. So for that reason, because we want a better life, we want that attention. I mean, my parents gave us attention, okay? Because we want that attention. You know, you're not trying to restrict the number of kids. Mm. We're trying to restrict the number of kids we have now so that we can actually take care of those children very well.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know how sentimental and emotional people get when we talk about kids. I'm not married, like I said earlier. I speak to a lot of unmarried ladies. You hear, I guess, you ask, how many kids do you want to have? Four. Some even have the sexes already. You have, I want two boys, two girls. Some will say, I want three boys, one girl. Some will say, I want three girls, one boy. Mm. You know, different system. How is it? But I think, man, you've never had one before. We already have in your head unexecuted plans for four. You know? For me, it sounds so ridiculous. And maybe because of where I find myself today.
Okay.
In life, I have a goal. Mm. And that goal, I don't need to, you know, talk about my goal here on radio. Because I have that goal, it's very, very personal, and it's something I'm passionate about.
Okay.
I'm so deep into it. So when I say I don't want to have kids, it's actually because of my goal, and I don't want a situation where we have children I cannot take care of. So if divorce might sound too extreme, yes, it might sound too extreme, but how would it be if I were to be living with a woman who actually agreed want to have just two kids, and she played the first one on me, we have a third one, okay? How will it be if we now live in the same house and the love we once shared is no longer there as a result of that innocent child that, I mean, due to no fault of his or her own, came into this world?
Yeah.
You know, just because, you know, my wife is refusing to agree or to understand where I'm coming from as an individual. So that's it for me. That's why I talked about divorce in the first instance. And lots of homes where, man, the relationship between the husband and wife is so toxic as a result of failed promises, trust broken, you know, betrayal of trust and all whatnot. So that's why I opted for the option. Really, I mean, I can't take it. I'm just trying to, buttress my point one more time again.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling back and thanks for the clarity. Hello? So sorry about that. Hello, good morning.
Ada.
Yes, please, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
If you are fine. Yeah. And Rambega, good morning.
Rambega is not here again. He has gone.
Yes. Okay.
What's your name?
A nice job.
Thank you very much. What's your name?
This is Freeman.
Freeman?
Yeah, from Colony.
Okay, you're welcome, Freeman.
Yeah. And the topic of grants. I think it's more wise for the man to divorce the woman. That's my own opinion. And the second, what I'm saying is not wise. If the man has been paid the sleeper with the woman and he refused to do the needful, which is a family planning and all that, and you want to divorce the woman, it's not right. If the man has done, he doesn't really need more kids, I think he should have done a family plan. After which, if the lady later on and the long run, he saw that the woman now later come with pregnancy, then he can have a right to tell the woman, okay, where did you get this pregnancy from?
Mm.
So, in that case, if they discover that he's not the owner of the baby and you know that he needs more, the woman just purposely needs more, or he did not stay with the agreement.
Mm.
And if he divorces, to me, I don't have issue with that. So, that is my own opinion. And I want to see a plea for something. There are millions of people try to call these people online.
Okay.
I think we should be giving, when a topic come out like that, just give some people a chance. Just one calling. Not people.
Okay.
Anybody that called before, she's not supposed to be calling again.
Okay.
And if you get that kind of call, I think you should be taking care of it so that other people will have to continue.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye bye.
All right. Thank you and bye. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. I can hear you.
Good morning, Allah bless.
Yeah, what's your name?
Good morning, Genga.
Genga is not here. What's your name?
My,
My name is David. I'm calling from Moshi.
Okay, David. Talk to us, please.
Okay, first of all, my advice to that guy is, since the pregnancy is off already, there's no need. All you just to do is just pray that he delivers safely, because if he continue thinking about having abortion, or like people have been advising, might cause something else. Okay? Hello, are you with me?
Yeah, I am with you.
So, he should just pray that he delivers safely, then after which he looks for something to do or what to do about it. But for now, for not to cause complications, just pray he delivers safely, because that woman already has it in mind that she wants another baby. That is by the way.
Yeah.
So my
I heard you. Go on.
Okay. So for my own case, I remember when before I got married, I told my wife I wanted to have 7 kids.
Eh?
Yes.
7.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I love babies so much. But okay. Now after me, I have just 2 kids.
Oh, okay.
And I've been running it from my wife.
Why?
Yes. Ah, my dear, things are very, very tough these days.
Mm.
You see, so people are just talking and talking. They don't know what the meaning of marriage is.
Mm.
At times, you don't want it, but if the woman wants it, there is nothing you can do.
Okay.
You just be playing along. Just be playing along. Whatever you want. The only thing you do, even this family plan that at times, it disappoints.
Yeah.
Let me just say the
name. Fail sometimes.
It disappoints, and the only thing you do is you as a man that you know what to do. Like me, now if my wife gives birth, I will leave her for 6 good months before touching her.
Oh, okay.
Because I know she has lost a lot of blood and all that. She will even be the one asking before I will touch her, and I will be very, very careful doing it. So that I use a condom, or I go and I will not inject inside. That is the way I do my own thing.
Okay.
Hello, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So people talking, saying things, that, that, blah, blah. They don't know what the meaning of marriage. Even that man is him or whatever, he says, yes, financially he might be very okay.
Mm.
But like he said, he has things up, he has a goal, blah, blah. Believe you me, when he gets into marriage, that man that he might even give you more than 2 that he's seen.
Nah, some people are.
Yes, because the joy of babies.
Some people
even
are.
Even you, Ada. Ada, you that is just talking. I've been listening to your program now. Even when you were talking that this is, I've just been looking at you. When you give back to baby now,
some people are very principled, I kid you not. My parents want to give more, and they stop
you. You want to give more. So that
more
is
just, what?
So my, don't worry, when the time comes, I will.
My parents wanted 4 and they stopped at 4. And I want 2 and I'm stopping at 2.
Okay, no problem.
So here the time God.
Comes. You guys are doing a great job.
Alright, thank you so much.
I appreciate all of you. You've been keeping me late night, almost every day.
Aww.
Thank you, I love your program so
thank
much.
You
God
so
will bless you and give you more knowledge.
Bless you too. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Okay, I know that feel, yeah. After a child, you're like, oh, a mini me. Like, baby, look at what we made together. Let's create another soul. Let's create another human. Yeah, it feels good. But hey, I think gone are the days where people just, you know, get carried away by sight of babies. Now you have to look at your account balance. Am I actually ready for a child? I was having this conversation with someone, I think sometime last month, a friend. We're talking about, you know, starting a family. And I was honest. I was like, right now, looking at my account, I think I can only afford a child. And he laughed. And he said, I think so too. Now, I said that because I've thought of the school, like from the first month of the pregnancy down to the 9th month and the whole delivery. Let's say I decide to give birth in Nigeria. I'm on the island. Things here are quite expensive. So I've thought of all that. Okay. What if I want to leave another country to give birth. That one is still there. And then this child comes forth. The feeding, clothing, welfare. Kids are quite expensive. They don't eat like adults. Personally, I can go a day and just eat once. And I can decide, oh, okay, Monday I'll eat rice. Tuesday I'll eat rice. Wednesday I'll eat rice. Nobody will know. I'll be fine. Once a day for 3 days, I'll still be all right. But a baby, especially from a month old to about three, Pampers is there, or baby diapers. What else? This can stuff that they take. A friend of mine, she gave birth last year. There are times that I'll hit her, I'll be like, oh, somebody, come to your house, make her buy you with me. She told me, no, buy me anything, no. Buy this baby food for your godson. I'm like, okay. 3-5. And it finishes in 5-6 days, not even up to a week. 7 days in a week, no. 5-6 days, they eat a lot. So 3-5 weekly, and that's not the only thing. Other things. There is soya bean, there is this one, there is... So I looked at my account and I was like, see, I think right now I can only afford a child. And 2 years, you were talking of school, a good school here on the island, a driver to and fro. There is health. And you tell me that I'll get carried away. The sweetness of sex and bring forth 4-5. No. No way. Hello? Sorry about that. Please call back if you can. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Ada.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. This is Anthony.
Okay, welcome, welcome, Anthony.
Yeah, my advice for to the man is that he should just accept his fate. I don't see a divorce. I mean, when I say a divorce, I don't see it as an option or the termination, as in for him to terminate the pregnancy either.
Okay.
Because what if the woman should give up the ghost? Or if he should lose the boat, both the baby and the wife, What would he say? So I think he should just accept his fate and probably go for a family planning. That is just the question.
But she's not accepting. So would you want him to compel her, like drag her to the hospital, forcefully be like, do this?
Abortion is not an option.
No, we're not talking about abortion. The family planning.
Okay. The family planning, I think, is the only way out.
But she's not accepting. They had
You mean the lady?
Mm-hmm. They had this conversation after 2 children. She was like, I'll do it next month, I'll do it next week. And 3 months later, I am pregnant.
Well, if the man should zip up now, if the man can't, if he should zip up, that means there will be no baby. Because, like you said now, raising a child is not easy, especially now in this country. And it's not going to be an easy task, because I know where the man is coming from. So the angle the man is coming from. So it's not his fault. Assuming the country itself is encouraging, and I don't think he will be having these issues in the first place.
Right.
So, you said so yourself, baby food nowadays, you know the cost of it now. And you said the baby eats 6 or 5 days.
Yeah.
I have some that eat 3 days.
Okay. So imagine you're doing 7,000 naira weekly. For just that
days.
Particular brand. And exactly, their water, different. Body,
the
whatever,
diapers,
different.
The diapers and the baby food is not easy. No, it's not easy at all. I don't blame the man, especially now.
And if you start eating proper food, you cook yours separately because yours will be spicy. You make theirs separately. Plain rice, plain this one. No.
Yeah, that's true.
Hi, Dada. You're doing a good job.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Aki, do you know what? I visit the mainland. Okay, I wanted to say often, but I think I was doing that last year. But this year, I've been pretty much busy here. So I hardly go there. But we talk on the phone. Like, that's my best friend, though. We've been friends for 12 or 13 years, I think. Okay, 12 years. Yeah, 12 years. So we've been we're pretty close. So she tells me everything. Sometimes I go, she calls me baby. Like, baby, it's not easy. And I was like, oh, well, I thought I was going to do this this year, but don't worry. Not anytime soon. And she'll be laughing. I see her, the way she spends, nah. And not that she's even spending on herself. Previously, I'll hit her up. I'll be like, okay, let's do this. Let's go to this beach house and camp. Okay, what's your budget? Oh, okay, let's go half. It's 100K. Let's do 50-50. You know, we're living the life. But right now, I'll hit my girlfriend up and be like, how far? Like, nah. See, like this. Inside this money, like this, they go for this little man's food. This. Like, hey. His water is different. His towels being changed monthly. No. Then there is oil for hair. There is body lotion. There is another cream to fight reactions and infections. And he doesn't like darkness. For somebody that's in Nigeria. So when there is no light, there is fuel money. Have to run the generator till dawn. Sometimes during the day, if he wants to sleep, big man doesn't want to sweat, they put on the generator for him. It's nah. I think one is fine, honestly. Anyway, it's not about me, it's not about my friend. Well, hey, let's talk to this young man. His wife is currently pregnant, and after two kids, he asked her to go do family planning, but she refused. She got pregnant the third time. She apologized and promised that she was going to do it, but instead of doing that, as we speak, she's currently pregnant. She's not far gone, so he's asking her to terminate the pregnancy, but she's saying no. Terminate it and do the family planning once and for all. My salary is not up to 100,000 naira. Would have been, but if you take off tax and everything, pension, it's now 90 something. It's not up to 100. We are five already, three kids, both of them, and they have two more people living with them. This is Nigeria. Today's Nigeria. Please, what do you want this man to do? By the way, he's a gentleman. For some men, I don't support domestic violence. I don't. No matter how you paint it, I still don't support it. But some men would have done that. I asked you to do this. Oh yeah, be hitting her. But he did not. He's just been confused. And now he's here. Chat station family members, please help him. Okay, she might say, after this one, I am done. But what if 2 years later, she taps him at night? Baby, the fifth one has entered though. Eh? Anyway, let's talk to him. 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Sorry about that. Please call back if you can. Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
My name is Benga.
Benga, welcome.
I'm calling from Sweden.
You're welcome, Benga.
But, I will say I will blame the man.
Why?
Just because of why. Why is that? He caused it by himself.
Please, how?
You are a really woman, has talked, discussed about yourself, this is what you want. And after that, you don't need to tell her, you need to go together and have the family planning. Yeah, she will have given it.
Oh dear. So sorry about that. But kindly call back if you can. Okay. Our apologies for that. 30 minutes can pass one, and this is the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, hello. Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Yeah, Mr. Patrick from Afoku.
Welcome.
Yeah, the advice I'm giving the man is that he should not try to abort the baby.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But in the same hand, a caller brought a very good idea that you were kicking against when he said that the child may not be the man's.
How?
Hello?
Why would you
say that? And you were asking him whether he not sleeping with the wife.
Mm-hmm.
That was what you asked him.
Yeah, I remember vividly. But why would you say
so
that?
I'm coming. You see, this is some men, this thing we call to DNA test, even after the woman has given birth. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. Go on.
Yes. This is one of those things, hidden things that do bring a fight between husband and wife. And you people are the ones who do advocate divorce in that in some instances like this. But we are not talking about divorce now on this. But this is this underground thing that do happen. When now they remember the weakness of women, they now be pitying them and saying, "Hey, this man do so and so thing to women." Many underground thing happen that some women will constructively do something that is not bearable. Now, some women do born almost 3 kids. After all, they will find out that none of those kids are for the man.
Okay.
So if this man and the woman have discussed seriously about this, and the woman later did it, and there is every reason to suspect that maybe she did it outside, and she don't know how to go about it now, and he's hanging it on the
man's neck. She did it outside.
Neck.
She wouldn't have.
Hello?
You'd think if she did it outside, she wouldn't have probably taken PO or aborted the pregnancy before. Come on.
No, she may think that she will not abort it.
I think she's just one of those women that, you know,
hang it on the man's neck.
I think she's just one of those women that wants plenty children, so to say.
That is exactly the different views that people may be having. But I don't support him to divorce the man, but at the same time, I support him to divorce the woman.
The woman, yeah.
But at the same time, I support him to divorce.
Ah.
So then when I come up with the sense that I'm supposed to divorce is that if it's something that he will keep on bearing, and could not bear it to the end, and will not lead to him beating the woman something like that, then let him make up his mind now. But if he knew that it's something that he can endure, let him not think about divorce. Because this is a simple something that we do see as simple.
Okay.
But when now that thing came up at last and it is no longer bearable now. It can lead to a very grievous thing that we should say, had it been, you know, you have divorced, or even you woman, you have lived the man.
Okay.
It's how I see it.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling, Mr. Patrick.
Yeah.
All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, I think we've been talking for over an hour, 30 minutes. So I think it's time for us to just relax a bit, listen to a song. I don't know why I have this song about dogs tonight on my playlist. Ha! With the things we've been hearing about dogs on the island, dogs in Lekki. Okay. But it's a great song. Yeah. Don't let the things that some Nigerian girls are doing, you know, change your perception about dogs. I actually do love dogs. Not because I'm from Calabar, but just to have them. Because I think they're so cute. I don't eat dogs. Nah. Far from it. That's animal cruelty. I don't do it. I love dogs, to own them, to have them as, you know, my babies, little puppies. Oh yeah, they're cute. Anyway, well, let's not talk about dogs here. Yeah, someone actually promised me a dog on the show. Who was that? Ah. Now I have to go and think. Someone promised me a dog. My head is full. Anyway, welcome back. 99.3 Nigerian for 8 more minutes before 2 o'clock. This is still the Soul Therapy segment on the chat station with Adab Blessing, your radio girlfriend. So we're still talking birth control. I actually said this was going to be for 30 minutes, but I know it's something people are really passionate about. And I just feel the need that we talk about this elaborately. Because aside this man going through this, there are people that are currently going through this. You get married to someone and you tell the person, oh, I want to have just a child. Oh, I want to have 2 kids. Oh, I want to have 3. And you're meeting somebody that is family oriented. Somebody that, you know, his great-grandparent or her great-grandparent had 32 children. Parent, 24. And you're not telling this person to have just one. Even if this person, you know, accepts with your terms and conditions, their family, if the person is not strong enough, they'll come and have a meeting. Are you okay? Are you sure something is not wrong with your womb? Should we call this prophet to help you? Oh, I brought this herbs for you. Not knowing that you took that personal decision to have just one or two. Well, yeah, kids are blessings. They are God's gift and everything. But sometimes you just need to go with the reality. Back then, having 5, 6, 8 children was feasible. Well, the cost of living was not that expensive. But now... So this is something we ought to talk about. I think I'm at that phase, yeah. I'm still having this conversation with someone, like a guy. We're doing 2. And bros is telling me that we're doing 4. Yeah, we'll say before we say, okay, fine, finally, let's reveal ourselves to the chat station. We must agree, oh. So yeah, chat station, I owe you people that. I am still in talking terms. And when it's done, of course, I'll let you know. But it's all right. If it doesn't work, see, if we don't agree, I'm sorry, oh. It is what it is. 0700-993-993-993. Birth control is what we're talking about. As over the weekend, someone sent a text telling us of how he asked the wife to do family planning after 2 children, but she refused and then she got pregnant. She gave birth to a girl. Of course, he's very much in love with his daughter. Who wouldn't? Female kids are pretty and cute and harmless. Anyway, she got pregnant after. And moving on, she apologized and asked that she was going to do it. But as we speak currently, she is pregnant again and is refusing to terminate the pregnancy. Ha! This guy earns, less than 100,000 now. And they have 2 people, 2 kids living with them. His nephew and her niece. Making it 5 children. And she wants to add an additional one. Making it 6 kids. And himself and herself, 8 people in the house. She's not working and he earns less than 100,000 naira. Please, what do you think you should do? And who do you think is at fault here? You that's about to call. If you have kids, how many children do you have? And how many did you actually plan on having? Please dial the number 0700-993-993-993. And ladies, to be a part of the show, dial the number 014-657-190. Who do we have here? Good morning. Hello? Can you please turn off your radio?
Hello?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Jeff.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, dear. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, let me start.
Please.
Me personally.
Yeah? Mm.
If I want to have a kid like this now, right now.
Mm.
Let me just say, like, 4 kids.
4?
But before, I would have 4 kids.
Okay.
I would be very, very strict. If the money I have is not up to that 4 kids, 2 would be okay for now. But for this man's case, Ada, I would say something. If the woman still insists
or not going to the family planning. Other, sometimes, let me just say, some ladies, they will never listen. You know why?
Why?
Because everything is cool and fine in their eyes. Or beg the man something. If your man is not working, you haven't given her more chance to ever have a lot of babies. Because, you know, at the end of the day, he rents the house, he sweeps the house, he does all the house chores, and at night, no stress now. No Lagos traffic, so he would also pin his leg. So, yeah, Zoo, let me go for you now. I would advise him at the moment after this time, that would be stressing her.
Eh?
Maybe by that time, after all the old stress,
I'll be stressing her.
Like, let us go on the family planning.
Are you serious right now?
Let's go. Because it will not be easy for her to carry baby. After taking care of the baby, still going to work, I'll come back. Only the stress alone, you change his thinking faculty. And if he still insists, Ada, she will be the one go and buying the rubber every day and fixing it by herself. So we know how difficult it is, and if you move it by herself.
Okay, Jeff.
You don't need to tell her. It will be the one to decide that all this stress is too much for her. It will just talk to her, I'm not longer. You just get both of you and I will just go there and be the family. But sometimes you take action louder than, I mean, you do action louder than voice. You don't talk.
All
but
right.
You take some kind critical decision. In her eyes, you will see that you are not joking.
All
because
right.
if you keep on having a conversation, baby, please, you think you are joking. You just take your action, set your plan straight. Let her know she is the new programming of this year. As you insist to have more baby, no problem. Once you have more baby, you start a business.
Okay, thank you very much.
After the business.
Thank
after
you.
After you have done the business, okay, once you have more baby, yeah, let's go on now. Then you take the baby to where you are going. I will see whether if you come back, you seem to have another baby again. The woman is not stressing herself. That is just the problem. We should give the woman work, big work, so you know it's not easy. That is my own take on this issue.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Mr. Jeff. Having just a minute left, I must thank you all for being part of the show. Thanks for calling. Like I told you, I think right now what you should do, you're already expecting a child. So there is little that you can do right now. Obviously, she doesn't want to abort the child. And you can't force her against her will. So I think, sadly, you just have to let this one happen. Have four kids. And if you can, your niece and nephew, it's going to be a tough decision. But if your account cannot fund them, I think it's time you take them respectively back to their parents, to the family, and support them from a distance. Because in all honesty, it's pretty hard feeding someone and then you're feeding seven more people. How do you save? So your niece and nephew, if it's gonna be hard on you, but if you can cope, that's fine. But if it's gonna be pretty difficult, I think you should take them to their people and be supporting from a distance. By that I mean, you can just be paying their fees and let your parents feed them. That's a lot. Okay? And then for your wife, after this one, you're going to the hospital to get her and the baby. You do it there. Do it now. If she's adamant on not doing it, tell her that she gets pregnant. This is hard, but honestly, you have to do it. If she gets pregnant again, you're gonna divorce her. Because I can't fathom a woman who, I don't want to use harsh words, I'm trying to be careful with my words, but someone who is not considerate, I think that's mild enough. Someone who is not considerate enough. It's a lot to handle, trust me. So kindly tell her you are doing this now, or we are ending this thing called marriage, because it's pretty obvious that you want to kill me. Yes, children are God's gift, but we now have four. That's enough. Do it there and both of you, or three of you, you, herself, and your child, your newborn, just in quotes, I'm using pigeon, jajali, go home. And don't rest there. There is something called PC Tracker. You can download it on your phone. Most people have it. Doesn't matter if you're a man, have it on your phone as well. I'm saying this because you really don't know if your lady might want to play a smart one again. So have it on your phone as well. Download the app. It's very accurate. Let me not say very, it is accurate. It's been working. That's for ladies that have regular menstrual cycle. Put it there. Have it on your phone because she might want to change the date and make you feel when you want to go there, like when you want to have sex, that she's safe. Yeah, some ladies are like that. They'll go there, change the date, the sore, their first period, change the last day, and then to change it to alter the whole calculation. So when you check, it's going to show you low risk of getting pregnant. But truth be told, that's actually the worst period. Of having sex with her and then, you know, releasing inside of her, because that might get her pregnant. So have it on your phone as well. Both of them, same date. And if you can, remember this. Remember the date. So you also be her calculator. You know when to have it unprotected. You know when to stay off. Or if you feel like it, or if she wants it, then you can use a protection, or you do the withdrawal game. Or lastly, I think that's if you've tried everything and it's not working, then you can opt for vasectomy. It is a form of male birth control that cuts the supply of sperm to your semen. It's done by cutting and sealing the tubes that carry sperm. Vasectomy has a low risk of problems and can usually be performed in an outpatient setting under local anesthesia. So basically, you have to visit a hospital if you want to do this. And some people, of course, some people will not be asking, that is only asking this man to do it. Can vasectomy be reversed? Well, almost all vasectomies can be reversed. Almost, not all. However, this doesn't guarantee success in conceiving a child. Vasectomy reversal can be attempted even if several years have passed since the original vasectomy. But the longer it has been, the less likely it is that the reversal will work. So to get more clarity on this, visit the clinic, have a conversation with a professional, a doctor, and then you know what to do. Hopefully, with everything you've heard and with everything I've said, I do hope that you make the right decision, and I do hope that your wife gets to understand you and get to see life from your lenses. Thank you very much for trusting the chat station. And you listening, if you have anything bothering you and you want people to talk to you about that, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram at adablezy, adablezy. Slide into my DM. And if you sent me something and I've not responded, please just send it again, chat me up so I can have it at the top of my charts, and, you know, talk to you about it, then bring it on a live show. Thank you. Do also follow us on Instagram at Nigerian for FM Lagos. I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of Hard Facts, followed by The Sunny Side and Morning Crossfire, and 5 o'clock will be the live broadcast of The Morning Crossfire. Take care of yourself. Enjoy yourself. Celebrate and as the fade you people. This is a subtle reminder. You've been working hard. You've been taking care of people around you. For once, give yourself a treat. This holiday, take yourself out. Go to that nice restaurant. If food is not your mantra, feel free. Buy yourself something nice. Tell yourself, I've been hard working. Yeah, I know you're trying to save. But look at it. Family members will call you. Ah, please send me 10K. Send me 20K. Send me 15. You think it's small, you send to them. Actually, take out 15, 10 or 5, 10, 15, 20K. Just see it as, okay, this is an emergency. This is me trying to help someone. Buy yourself something. Take yourself out. Feel good about yourself. Tell yourself, well done. You've been hardworking. You deserve that treat. Thank you and good night.